Osi Gimel. So speaking about Dveikus, Einol Melvadai, Bittel, Shiflas, all the important inyanim. So he continues to quote the Maggid from Ezrich. I remember, he says, I heard from the holy mouth of the Maggid that he once said a drush on Shavuos on the pasuk of Iyov v'nishmas Shaddai tivinim, that the neshama of Shakai tivinim, he makes them understand. What does that mean? Very cryptic words of Iyov. Ratzalema. Every name of Hashem implies a certain midah. Shaka is from the word dai. Sha'amar lo yilamai dai. That when Hashem created the world, it went from, as he'll explain, from Ruchni to Gashmi, and Hashem said, Ad kan. Right? The world is created from ayin to yesh. From nothingness to somethingness. Osi Gimel, Rabbi said. Started. The idea is that creation comes from a place of ruchni, and it's nishtal shtel to gashmi, but the avoida of a tzaddik is that he reverses that. He wants to go back to the daga of ruchni. He wants to go back to the place from which he came. And that creates a gevaldik tainug for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Pshan Pasuk. Kishmua toiva mi eretz merchak. Shmua toiva, good tidings from a faraway place. Tain gadol yishal adam kishamayte matam be'ashma. For example, if a person is looking through a garbage can and he finds a diamond, it's a big find. It's a lot of excitement. So too, kach yishal Hashem yisbarach tainu kishamechamias gadol. That from the filth of our chamias, of our gashmias, it's a big tainik for Hashem. She's dachov and yadam lashov tevarishona. If we return ourselves back to being ruchni, when Hashem is creating the world from ruchnias to gashmias, and it was being mispashtet, it was going from ruchni to gashmi, hanashiachomios yoyser, and it came to a point where Kadosh could have pushed it a little bit more. Hashem says, if this would be even more gashmi, I would even have a bigger tainik. Because he had a lot of excitement from Klaisel, Bereshit Shel Yisrael. All the Britzani Yisrael, he saw what Klaisel would be, and he had, I can't wait for this. And it's an even bigger tainik for me to more gashmis to ruchnias. There was a point where Hashem Yisrael said, die. That's going to be too much. Because Hashem saw what we're capable of doing, what we're not capable of doing. That if we would be created in such a state of gashmias, we wouldn't be able to return to do tshuva to have that dveikus, which is what the tachlis is all about.
What does it look like? How do you get more
gashmias? We don't know. I mean, there could be Hashem could do whatever he wants. So whatever physicality that we are experiencing now, there could have been something thicker than this. But then Hashem Yisbrach said, it's not going to work out. So he made it ad. Kan, that's dai, shemalama dai, that he put a gvul to that his spash is from ruchni to gashmi. And if there's not going to be accomplished that goal, so what do I need a world for? Unless it can fulfill its purpose. Gemara says, the world was only created for this, which is called litzavois, from a litvekus avoy. The word tzav comes as a lashon of dveikus. The whole world was created for dveikus. Dveikus means to be able to supersede the Gashmi and to connect Ruchni. It's because Shbroch is Ruchni, it's not Gashmi. He wants us to meet him there. Vizel, and this is how the Maggid Taich Pasuk, going back to where we started. Vinishmas Shaka. Ratzalama. Hanashama haba Mishem Yisbach Shanekar Shaka. So the Neshama of Hashem. Hashem Shomer Lamoidai. Tivine. It should teach us something. Ratzalama. From the fact that Hashem said, die. So that his fascia sachamias is coming to teach us that Hashem Yisbaruch wants us to return and to come back to the place from which we came from in a spiritual sense. So nishmas shakai tivinim, from the fact that from Ruchni he created Gashmi and he said a gvul to that Gashmias, it should teach us that we should understand what our purpose is to be mahapech chaymer litzura Gashmi to Ruchni. That's how the Maggid HaKadosh teaches this pasuk on Chag HaShavuos many years ago. And this is really what Torah Ma'aseh Tovim is all about. Not just to get checks and port schar alam haba. The point is that it's supposed to be mezachich a person in this world to have dveikus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really where Chassidus is unique from Divrei Musar and other kavim in the Olam HaTorah, is that in Chassidus you find the word repeatedly, ayin, ayin, ayin. Go from yesh to ayin. This is the avodah. And that's dveikus. Dveikus is totally in that ayin. Again, the Magid had said, unless the first Magid was... Yes. So the first Magid, my mistake, was Rabbi Chimecha from Zotchev. That's who, that was called Magid. But now he's referring to the Magid from Mezrich as the Rebbe Reber. Amaymer Gemara, so he explained, Be'inyan Efroyech mi Beitzas Trefa Mutter. Gemara in Tumura talks about Machalkes HaChacham and Rebbe Yazer, about an animal which is born from a Trefa. Is the animal born from a Trefa also a Trefa? Or could it be Kashim? So the Gemara in that discussion talks about not just animals which are born, but even a beitza. Let's say a beitza comes from a tarnagol, but the tarnagol is a trefa. What's the din of the afroyach? So the Gemara says that an afroyach from a beitza trefa is mutter. And everybody would agree that it's mutter. It doesn't fall into the machlek, it's a chamim and rebel yezet. My time, why is that? Kokama de lo masach lo gavil, the inna de gavil afa balmahi. Meaning, in order for this beitza to be born, it needs to be in a state of being decomposed. And when it decomposes, that's when the life is born. It's very different than an animal being born, where the animal is there, and then it's born. It's some type of a decomposition which takes place with the egg, or the beitza, which allows this animal, this carnival, the sefreyach, to be considered a new bria, which is not connected to the source where it came from. It's like a yeshmir ayin. But that requires the gavil afar ba'amahi. That there's a state of afrius, there's a state of afar, which precedes the creation of the afroyah. What's the lema? She efs, what that means in pnimius is, she efs b'shem davar ba'olam she yavam in mitziyasel and mitziyasachem lo shevalai. In order for something to be in one state, to become transformed into another state, that can't not be accomplished unless it overgoes a state of ayin, a state of bittah, that it's no longer in the state that it was in before. The hainu hamitzias de beni beni, some type of an intermediate state. Of osu ayin, it returns to a place of nothingness. Vein adam yochulam ad alav, and that's not something which we can understand. Ki bala madrex ayin kemi koydam abriya. Of course, we can understand it in terms of an afrayach, but in terms of a human being, a person is trying to achieve a place of what's called ayin koydam abriya, which is like ein olam avada. The oz never be a chadasha, and then he may look like he's like everyone else, but in a spiritual sense, he sees the world in a way that it's in a mavada. Atu at shaloi nevro olam, atu mishin nevro olam. We start davening, those who say karbanas. We say that every day after we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That we acknowledge that klapi you, what the world is now, the world was before. Is there's no difference? It's in a mavada. When a person says that halavai, we should be like the tzaddiki emes. That the person who says it is like he becomes fresh. That's the ayin to yesh. Come on, we beit zal afreich. I say regas shening makirin habeit zal kadam aschalas tavas afreich. So at that point, whereas there the disintegration of the beit zal before the afreich is formed, it reaches a state of ayin. And in philosophia, he calls it the nikra ki yudi bephilosophia. When the Ramban, his famous remarks in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, he says that this state of nothingness by the philosophers is called hiyuli. She'ein adam yacholam and alav klaf, which we can't really understand because it's a kach which is koydam habriya, of which the Torah calls that toyo. Same thing is true with the seed which is planted in the ground. First the seed has to decompose and then it's able to create the tree, plant, a vegetable, whatever it is. But it has to achieve kadeshia bala ayin. It has to reach a state of ayin, which is a bechina called koydam habriya. And in spheros it's called chachma. Who nikra chachma? But zalema machshava she'ein la hezgalus. It's a very deep machshava which can't be revealed. And then it comes into creation, as we say, kulam chachma. Chachma is the process of from ayin to yesh.
So chachma is which part? It's when it goes back to ayin.
No.
So before the ayin,
it's the moment that ayin becomes yesh, that's called chachma. The process of creation is called chachma, because keser would be ayin. And then when you go from keser to chachma, that's the his first hisgalus of yesh. But not the way that you could see it.
So the seed decomposes and sprouts is chachma, or the seed...
Okay. Yeah, when it decomposes and then sprouts, that's going from keser to chachma. That's chachma. Kula machachma sees it. Everything had to undergo this process of ayin to yesh. And that moment of moving from ayin to yesh is what's called chachma. So that's what we say, kulam b'chachma sisa. Masha'amah b'gemara afrofam, so this is just a technicality. So even though the Gemara, he said, I touch Gemara and Tumura, that when it comes to afar, not me, he said, but the Magid from Mezrich, that is, that when it goes from Beita to Afroyach, and it's what the Gemara calls the Gavul b'afra, afra is also called the Yubi. Afra is also called Ayin. Al-derech ha-kol ha-yamin afra, because afra is... It's so versatile that anything and everything comes from the afar. I mean, the whole world is created out of afar. So afar has to be some type of unknown state beginning that everything can be formed from, just like hiyuli tohu. V'nekra afar mipeshu hiyuli dvarim chamim. It's the hiyuli for all physical things. And that's what the pasuk says in Kohelet, v'zeo hakol ha'yamin ha'afar. What's the hiyuli? It's v'chinas hiyuli. That's our avoda. Everything came from afar, and everything should return to afar. That's our avoda. Not just that we'll go back to the ground, because sofa shalom ba'afar. But sofa shalom ba'afar means that every single person should strive to become an ayin, just like he was koyim avriya, to come to that place of hiyuli, come to that place of bittul, an ayin before a kodesh baruch. That's the derech of chassidus and what this world is all about. The whole tachlis of Torah mitzvahs again. Of course, the Tzarlam above, but that's Almanas, the Kabbal Pras. The Shlomanas, the Kabbal Pras means that Hashem wants Vekas with us. And Chumiyas is a Chatzitza. So we made to use Torah Mitzvahs in a way that a person is Mezachich himself, Mekar himself, Mekadish himself, in a way that he may look and feel like everybody else, but like the Chazanish writes in the letter, a Tzaddik is somebody who's a Malach walking amongst men. He looks the same, but he's totally different. Just can't see it. But his experience is different because he's living in a world of seeing things completely differently. He's neshama, he's not gof. Mezachich the gof? That's the tachos. Let's conclude with this last paragraph. A person wants to recreate himself. And again, a simen to how much chomer your person is how much he desires chomer means things. But he wants that his taivas should be taivas shekedusha. Nechseich nechsafti. That a person has kisufim for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's his real desires. So there's a process to embrace Yira Shemayim, Anava, which brings us to Ayin. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will crown you with this title called Bria Chadasha. It sounds very tempting. We should be zeicha to a tshuva shleima, to be zeicha to everything that Hashem wants us to become.
That's interesting.